Good morning, friends and family. Happy Sunday. I hope everyone got an amazing rest last night and excited to be here on the line as we at Sunday Morning Breakfast are talking about shake the tree. Are we allowing God to prune our lives? That's the question that we're asking. That's what we need to be doing. But that's what we've been talking about this week, is when we shake the tree, let go of the things that are not supposed to be. Give room for the things that need to be. Need to be in God so that we can grow successfully in Him. We've kicked off this week with amazing Bible study call on Wednesday night that I invite each and every one of you to go to SundayMorningBreakfast.org and get a copy of that call. Take the time to share it and show that love to others so that they can also just receive that it's important to remove the things that do not belong, but also make room for the things that are of God. Shake the tree, allow God to prune your lives, is a topic that we've been talking about all week and are excited to continue this morning. So we're getting settled in. Make sure you have whatever you need so that you can fully focus and be fully intentful for the word that God has to go forth. And we'll move forward with this morning's call with our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning, Ms. Tiana.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful on yourself.
Great, thank you.
All right, well, good deal. I want to go ahead and open up with prayer, if you don't mind, please.
Not at all. Let's go ahead and bow our heads, close our eyes. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for this new day, this new opportunity, Heavenly Father, that you give us each and every day to choose you, to remove the things of old and focus on the things that are of you, so that we can move forward in this day operating in you. We are so grateful for the word that you have prepared, Heavenly Father, to go forward this morning. May we all take heed and allow for it to be digested and truly received, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for the leader that you have provided over this ministry, Heavenly Father. May you continue to bless him and allow for him to grow in you to continue to share your food. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, y'all. So we're talking about shake the tree. Allow God to prune our lives, to cut some things away. That's amazing. I love the topic. Yes. I love the direction that God has given us to go with this. Ms. Tiana, more specifically, you know, when you talk about allowing God to prune us, see, the Holy Spirit is a pure gem.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And yeah. I don't know if y'all know anything about getting a haircut. You have a brother, father, uncle, granddad.
Mm-hmm.
Getting them a haircut, they don't look right if you don't get a haircut, huh?
Truth.
Got to get a little shape up. And that matters. The thing is, it grows back.
It does.
Got to get another shape up. You know, got to trim some things down. In other words, you got to shake something. Okay? Got to get some things cleaned and, you know, lined up. The thing is, children don't see the importance of the shake-up.
Mm.
We call it a shake-down. Okay? But you remember the tree of life that Adam and Eve, you know, could not eat from?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Well, we got to allow God to shake our tree. At the end of the day, He's going to do it anyways, because life throws us something that we call curveballs. That's what life does. And see, God would allow Satan to shake the tree. but it still goes through God.
Come on.
Because every tree that you have don't mean that it's always clean. You know, this is where you find rodents, spiders. I know people don't like spiders, right? Caterpillars. Find roaches, the ones that fly too. Birds.
Yep.
Yeah, you find a whole bunch of stuff in that tree that God has to shake. A lot of times, you know, or there very well may be times where he allows Satan to shake it. Here's the thing, though. You'll know a tree by the fruit that it bears. Satan, even when you shake my tree, even when you come to rock my world, even when you try to destroy some stuff, you can only shake off what God purposed to fall off in the first place.
Come on.
What I said. You can only shake off what God purposed to fall off in the first place. In other words, when the enemy comes around, and see, here, let me back up for a second, y'all. Shake the tree. Let me back up for a second. First and foremost, if we don't understand what the enemy is, who the enemy is, we will never understand the process of this tree shake. Okay. A lot of times you hear people say, I have changed, and I've changed for the better. No, a lot of times people change, but they only change due to time. When time changes you, watch this, Miss Tiana, shake the tree, Father. When time changes you, that means God had no place in it.
Tell it.
Oh, y'all better hear me now. Because he said, let it be done on earth as it's done in heaven. When time changes you, when you heal over time, when you get better over time, when you get better over time you forget about it and you get over things, that has nothing to do with God. And hear me good, because Satan will shake the tree again and again, and this is why people fall victim. They only in remission to sin, but it comes back around. See, there's no remission in sin when God is on the scene. That means we cut it off at the head. When God shakes the tree, there's a difference between it being a remission. He cuts it off because he prunes it.
Yes.
See, when people delegate their future based on time, it will come right back.
Come on.
But when you get better, when you change because of God, not time. See, changing with God doesn't mean, you know, I'm getting there. That means that I am there. My physical just has to catch up. Mentally, I'm safe. Physically, it's weak. But my flesh is supposed to be weak. My spirit is supposed to be willing. In other words, physically hasn't caught up. Didn't I tell y'all about man's sight? Shake the tree,
yes.
Father. Versus God's sight? Shake the tree, Father. Versus hindsight, shake the tree. Versus insight. See, the problem is a lot of people, tree shaking is based on their timing, not God's.
Come on.
This is why people say, I can't forgive you. See, God hadn't shaken that tree enough. There's no change in their life. There's no change in the mind. Y'all hear me this morning now. Because true change, real change, authentic change, heavenly change requires that you understand. If you don't understand, you can't change for God. And if you change for yourself, it's only temporary.
Yes.
Lord, have mercy. Understanding, growth, change. Okay. Let me break it down, Miss Tiana.
All right.
Okay, shake the tree, Father. See, if you want change in your life, God got to shake some stuff. But you have to understand why God is shaking it in order for you to grow.
Come on.
Y'all, when the Bible says, in all thy getting, get an understanding, God is saying that I'm going to shake you, or I will allow Satan to shake you. But if you understand your purpose, you'll be okay with the shakedown.
Yes.
You will be okay with the pruning if you understand. With that being said, that don't mean that it's going to feel good. That don't mean that it's going to look good. It's just going to mean that it is good.
Amen.
Okay, if you didn't catch what I said, it is good because I know who's behind it, and God is good, so I know it's good because God got his hands on it.
That's right.
He has his hands on the tree. In other words, the tree of life. My life is a tree. God, shake the tree. Shake my life. Prune me. Did y'all catch it? In other words, the tree is not mine, so who am I to tell God, a private property sign in the yard, saying don't touch my tree? It ain't mine.
Mm.
Oh, the life that I live is not my own. The tree that I have is not mine. So God can do what he wants to on his property. Y'all didn't hear me yet? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
It's God's property. That means when we're renting, when we're leasing, okay, cool. When we're renting and leasing, that means we have a landlord. See, that tree is God's. That means when God sends somebody other than himself to prune it, who are you to say no?
Come on.
You can't tell the owner who to come and tell to cut their property or not.
Ooh.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Huh? Who?
It's the truth.
That property is for the owner. Huh? That's for the owner. Because I do believe that when you sit in the chair to get your trim or your haircut, fellas, ladies, to get it trimmed up, you tell them. And as a matter of fact, if they do it how they like to do it, you disappoint
them. Oh, yes.
So when God prunes our life, when he shakes our tree, what are we mad about?
Mm.
It's he. Uh-oh. Ain't there something, y'all?
It is.
Ain't there something? Shake the tree, Father. They can eat from any tree they want to, but not the tree of life, of knowledge. In other words, God just wants us to live it through obeying him, not to think it. You know, we overthink a lot of times, and when we overthink, we say, God, why are you cutting this off? Why haven't you cut it down? See, when we overthink, we the things that God cut out of our life, we want to add back to it. Lord have mercy. Hold on.
Come on.
Hear me. Shake the tree, Father. Prune some stuff, Father. Cut some stuff, Father. God then cut the branch off. He cut the branch completely off because the branch was bringing you no prosperity. It was bringing you further. It was pulling you further away from God. God cut that thing out of your life. Why did you pick up the branch and take it back onto your tree, to your life? Why did you still entertain the branch?
Come
did
on.
God cut off? Hold on. They don't hear me this morning. Y'all know me. Huh? Y'all know me. We're going to wake up this morning. Why did you add that back to it when God cut it off?
All right.
And then, as they said, the tree looked all afflicted. The life looked all messed up. God just shook it so that it would fall off. It fell off by just God's voice. It trembled and fell off. He didn't even have to use force behind it.
Come on.
Y'all write this down so you can catch where I'm going with this. Shake the tree, Father. The very person you serve controls your future. Write it down.
Come on.
Write it down. You're getting trinkets this morning. The very person that you serve controls your future. Now, who are you serving? In other words, the one that you serve can shake your tree. The one that you serve can rattle you. The one that you... Lord,
come on.
Some people are smiling on the phone because they know they're controlling their lady's life, and they want to. They do things to make her upset and see I got control. I can make her mad. I can make her happy. Whoa. Until you, that causes one of my little ones to stumble. Because when God shake your tree, shake your life, when he prune you, huh? See, if you're not in God, you won't understand the cutting process. Cut some trees, he cut, and there's nothing. Can I use the other words? Ain't nothing. I'm going to use ain't. There's nothing politically correct. But there ain't nothing on the tree That's good. So have you ever seen a tree with the base and no branches? It's just choo.
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes our life looks just like that. God get rid of everything and everybody. He get rid of every thought and everything you thought you had accomplished on your own. Huh? Because nothing good was producing what he called fruit.
Come on.
Not the fruit that we want, the fruit that he desires. Huh? Ain't that something?
It is.
The person that you serve controls your future. See, when you serve somebody, they are the king. And you know what kings, like they look on vacations, they sit. And you fan them. Satan was Lucifer was God's cherub. Play music to them, and you feed them fruit. Oh, my. So why would we purposely grow fruit on our tree in our life and try and serve it to God? God said, depart from me, I never knew you. Catch what he's saying. He said you reap what you sow, Miss Tiana. Boy, people ain't hear this before, Miss Tiana. Thank you for revelation, God. You reap what you sow. He said, depart from me, I never knew you. In other words, when I shook you, you didn't think it was me. You blamed Satan. It was me. Watch this. I cut them off. I left that there. I cut you. Watch this. See, he said, depart from me, I never knew you. I'm a king. He is a king of kings, right? Watch this, y'all. So, God is a king. That means we came to serve, not to be served. We came here to serve God. Watch this, y'all. What you serving God? Because if you knew God, why would you serve him that type of fruit out of your life? In other words, the reason why God said, depart from me, I never knew you, because you never knew me.
Come on.
Oh, my God. Ooh-wee. Come on, y'all. Y'all want to jump for joy this morning, right? Huh? Say the truth, Father. Because, see, if you knew what your daddy liked, you wouldn't serve him that type of stuff. If it ain't to his liking, huh?
Come
if
on.
If it's not his satisfaction to his palate, what are you producing in your life that you're serving God and you're talking about here, eat it? So if you don't know him now, he won't know you later because he quit. I ain't talking about no candy either.
Yes.
I'm about to give me the peach one, the green one. The apple, yeah, no. Huh? The only reason why God say, depart from me, I never knew you, because you never knew him. Just because you know his name, how can you know somebody and you serving him the wrong fruit?
Right.
Uh-oh. Ah, Lord. How can you know God and the very things that he cut off, we go back and pick up? How can you know God? Hold on. How can you know God? He's the landlord. He's the owner. And he tells you, I'm not going to cut it, but you need to go and cut that off. He tell you what to cut off, and you don't cut it off. You talking about I'm going to give it another chance. Miss Tiana, yeah, I'm giving it. Is that knowing God?
No, it's not.
That's not knowing God. So how can God shake your tree when you telling him, no, not today? Not ever.
He can't. He can. Yes.
The person that you serve controls your future. Think about that, and think about that long and hard. Shake my tree, Father. In other words, if you're serving God, you give God what he wants. Because when you serve something, you supply something that it desires.
All right now.
See, to prune my life, Father, that means there's some things in it that needs to be cut off, and not everything you'll cut off. Some things you're going to instruct me to cut off. If you can tell Satan to go mess with it, you also can tell me to cut it off.
That's right.
That's good. A lot of people say, won't he do it? But sometimes God give you the shears. He give you the cutting blade so you can cut it. You know why? Because God wants to remove pride. See, a lot of times we think that God is going to shake our life. A lot of times he tell us to flip our life upside down. God will give
Come
you
on. Strength.
God won't do the handiwork all the time. Now watch this. If Satan obeys him, or what's wrong with us?
Come on now.
So think about this. What has God told you to get rid of versus keeping that you have yet to move on? Huh? What excuse we have? Walmart not open? Home Depot not open? They don't have it. I got to order it. What are we waiting on? Because if God told you to do it, David, you see them lions over there? Shake the tree. A lot of times you won't have a weapon, David. You have your word, David. You have your bare hands, David. Now get to moving. See, a lot of times we just don't want to do physical labor. Hear me? See, your shears, your cutting utensils, your edges and your trimmers to shake the tree, to prune the tree. See, a lot of times that's people. We need the influence of people to tell us what to do. See, we need that type of artillery. We need circumstance. We need something to happen. No, what if something don't happen and God say, go prune it?
All right.
Now, here goes our faith. See, what you serve is what you listen to. Did God really say it? See, not Satan tricking you. Because if you really serve God, you would know his voice.
Amen.
The person that you serve controls your future. So if you're serving God, that means shake the tree because something else must, either he's dropping something that I need to get right now or he's cutting something away that need not be there. Either which way, I got to do it.
Yes, indeed.
Since the tree is not my tree, since the life is not my life, it matters not either way. I'm just going to obey his first command. The problem is we want to understand every step that the landlord says. It doesn't matter. It was his vision. He's the one who created the property. He built the property ground up. As a matter of fact, he knew the property before it was even formed in a womb. See, he's a great carpenter. So when God say, I'm going to shake the tree, prune the life, who are you to tell him why?
Come on now.
Oh, y'all heard me? I said, tell him why, not ask him. Oh, no, we don't ask God questions. We say, we tell him why, meaning we don't need no reply. That means I'm not going to listen to you. Huh? The person that you serve controls your future, women, fellas. The person that you serve controls your future. In other words, whatever you're serving them, if you're giving them what they want, that means you're serving them. Isn't that something?
It is.
And if you're serving them, how can you serve God if he's not in them? And now that person controls your future. Hmm? Because the very thing that you serve, you want to make happy. Hmm? You want to make it nice and full. Huh? The thing is, you don't need a grocery store to go get fruit. Look at your life. Because all of us produce fruit. Now, whether you produce good fruit or bad fruit, see, it's so many variations to this because God shakes the tree a lot of times also to reveal who we are to ourselves. Because the Bible says you will know a tree by the fruit that it bears. In other words, if ever you want to know who you are, let something come around that, along that shakes you. You're about to find out.
Okay.
Boy, y'all, ooh. And you know what's crazy about it? People don't like to deal with who they are. They always talk about it in past tense. Here's the thing about it, Miss Tiana.
Come on.
Here's the thing about it. It's okay to be that way, but it's also okay to allow God to change you. But see, change comes with understanding. People reject who they are, talking about that's who I was. No, that's who you are right now. That's who you are. Accept who you are. Allow God to change it. This is how you allow God to change it, when he embeds better seed in you and you understand why. With that being said, now the same thing that used to hurt you, that used to cut you, you now accept because I know God's hand is on it. See, a lot of times we didn't accept the pruning because we didn't understand nothing behind it.
Tell it.
To know where you're going, you got to understand where you are.
Tell it.
Hmm? In other words, to allow God to shake your tree, you got to understand that some things might not be good that's in there. In other words, some things in you is not good. Accept the fact and allow God to shake it to remove it. God reveals things to heal things. The problem is people don't want revelation on themselves. We want revelation on everybody else. In other words, I want to see God shake their tree, girl, because look what's going to fall out. But what about when he shake yours with a gust of wind and things fall out and you try and hurry up and pick it up? But he shook it so that it couldn't be touched again. You picked up what God wanted to be exposed. You didn't want people to know your history. It's okay, because when God shake it, at least it's not on you no more.
That's right.
Lord, have mercy. Y'all, when you're at home, it's okay to have the street shook. Because I would rather correct you as opposed to have law enforcement correct you years from now, child.
Tell it.
Huh? In other words, allow God to shake you and have people in God around you during a shaking process so that when you actually have to go out and live life and be fruitful and multiply, produce fruit for God, then if something drop off, you're no longer embarrassed because you done got rid of stuff that shouldn't have been there. And if anything do come back up and it falls out of your, you know, what's done in the dark shall be brought to light. And in other words, a lot of times we got too much clutter, too many branches for us to see straight through. See, you got some green leaves in that life. You got some things covering. Now, when God shake it, it's going to be exposed. It's okay when you ain't God because that wasn't supposed to be there no way. So remove it. There's no such thing to be embarrassed about.
Okay.
A lot of times we don't allow God to shake the tree. Because we don't want people to know what's really in us in the first place. This is why we pretend. Because not everybody want to go get a haircut because some of us have dandruff. It's okay. People that's embarrassed, you know, we use every excuse, I got dry skin. The thing is, your life is just like that. It's okay that some flakes drop as long as I'm in the right place, sitting in the right chair with the right barber. It's okay.
Come on.
Oh, Lord. All you got to do is do what it takes to keep it on the up and up. But, Tiana, what you got on this topic?
Oh, Mr. Carr, what I got is it's our responsibility to put in this work. And I love that you brought up that it's not just waiting on God. He sends us assignments, and we've got to do it. I love this topic in pruning. Right? It brought back to me just stories of my grandmother who loved gardening. Like, winter for her was just the most miserable time because she grew up in a climate in which was a gardener's paradise. So even though she spent half of her life in the Northeast rather than where she grew up in Barbados, she never really came to terms with winters in New York and D.C. As a child, I remember waking up every winter morning to find her in the kitchen window, watering her plants. One hand had a cup of tea and the other hand was watering her plants. But looking outside at her garden bed, just upset, waiting for the winter to end so that she can focus on bringing to life that garden. So when the ground finally thawed and the spring was amongst us, she was excited. The dead plants and debris had to be cleaned up and removed, and the soil had to be turned over. The flower beds and vegetable gardens fertilized. Everything had to be prepared so that the garden my grandmother was dreaming about, was envisioning, was finally becoming a reality. So pruning for me, shaking the tree, reminds me of that thaw between winter and spring. It's a time of preparation. It's a season when we are invited to prepare the soil of our lives so that we can grow. It reminds me of even Lent, which we know as that 40-day period before Easter, when we take our call to take inventory of our lives and commune intimately with God and clear out the things that distract us from our commitment to Him. In a sense, it's a season of preparation for spiritual growth, which then took me to 2 Chronicles chapter 15. Here we find the story of Asa and his entire kingdom that sought God and made room in their lives for growth. In verse 8, it says, Asa heard from the prophecy of Azariah, son of Omed, took a deep breath, then rolled up his sleeves and went to work. He cleaned out all the obscene and polluting sacred shrines from the whole country of Judah and Benjamin, and from the towns he had taken in the hill country of Ephraim. He spruced up the altar of God that was in front of the temple porch. Asa interpreted the command to seek the Lord in two ways. One, to remove obstacles, and two, to plant seeds. Just exactly the things that we are to do. First, he understood that he had to remove the obstacles that were preventing him from finding the Lord. So Asa eliminated the detestable idols from the land and all the gods, shrines, and temples that were competing with God for the people's devotion. Traditionally, you and I may do this through fasting, by releasing something in our lives that holds on to us. Sometimes it's food or a possession or an activity. I know one example is television. That in itself, removing television from your life, is freeing up that time to seek God and connect with others. It's a preparation of the soil of our lives for growth. Seeking God means pruning, clearing out the obstacles in our lives, whatever they may be. And going back to that second thing that Asa did, he repaired the altar of the Lord in front of the temple. The temple, of course, was where God was worshipped in ancient Israel. It was where the people went to encounter and commune with him. And by rebuilding the altar, Asa was putting back in place a significant means of connecting with the Lord. Seeking God, pruning our lives, seeking him is not just about removing things from our kingdom. It's about building things and putting them in place to help connect with the one we are seeking. There needs to be pruning and there needs to be building. We need to subtract the things so that we may add others. We need to clear out the debris after shaking the tree so that we may also plant new seeds. Both are essential for our growth. Seeking God truly takes discipline. And fasting is just one of those ways, but there's so many others through prayer, through solitude, through meditation, through serving others, through giving, showing hospitality, through worship. Preparing a garden in the spring involves work. The discipline that prepares the soil to accept the seed for the sun and the rain and eventually generate growth. But it takes more than the spring. It doesn't stop there. It's a year-long process. It keeps on going and repeats itself because the work is not done. It requires weeds to be pulled, bushes to be pruned, and fruit to be gathered. So as Christians, it's our responsibility, it's our duty to allow the tree to be shaken, to remove what does not belong, to let God prune the things that do not align with him so that we can continue to grow in him. I hope you ate well.
All right, Ms. Tiana. Y'all, and one thing I do want to add to that, it's not that, that excellent points what you just said. Okay, y'all, God is going to shake the tree either which way it go. It's up to our understanding the outcome. In other words, how can we accept the very thing that God rejects? Whatever God rejects, we should reject. Whatever God accepts, we should accept. Whatever God cuts, we should cut. Whatever God allows to stay, we should allow to stay.
Amen.
You know, a lot of times people, we get offended, right? I'm in God. You can't tell me I'm not in God. The Bible says it this way before you get mad. If any man be in Christ, if any man be in me, all things, come on, finish it off, have passed away. All, not some, all things have become new. If any man be in Christ, old things, that means the old things that have, does not, Lord, have mercy. Because old things are dead things, and dead things can't produce things. Y'all better hear me. Old things have passed away. In other words, old things God cut off, passed away. They cut. And all things, he go, new branches are new.
Amen.
How are we dealing with the same corrupt mind, corrupt fruit, fruit from tree? How are we dealing with a corrupt fruited branch and talking about we ain't God? How are we dealing with corrupt people talking about I'm helping them? How are you helping them and you have to help yourself? The Bible says if you lift me up, I will do all the drawing. You're not lifting God up. Because if you're lifting God up, it ain't just, baby, we're going to pray together. It's, baby, you need to get together with God. Because your bad company can and will corrupt me. In other words, if you good fruit, don't tell me what you were. If God is here to touch you and change you. Because, if you know, we say we good fruit. But why do we only produce corrupt fruit? You'll know a tree by the fruit that it bears. In other words, why does bad things not of God always follow us? Dissension, division, lying. Why does it follow us? Corrupt nature, bad thinking, negative talking. Why does it follow us? Displeasure. We're just all over the place. Why does that follow us, yet we profess that we are, but remember the Bible says, I never knew you? That's not the tree I planted. How you know you in God? In other words, how you know you good soil? In other words, how you know you a good tree? You'll know a tree by the fruit that it bears. If any man be in me, old things have passed away. All things have become new.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Y'all follow me? Allow God to shake the tree. Time works for tradition, people. That's what time does. It works for tradition. And tradition works for Satan because the Bible says the tradition of man nullifies the power of God. You know how many people say, well, God cut it, God's going to bring it back in time. If he won't, no, if God wants you with it, you'll have it, although it very well may not have manifested. God cut that off for a reason.
Come on now.
He cut it off for a reason. Okay? Stop letting Satan talk about, well, we got history and time together. And what? What's your point? Because time works for tradition. So by tradition, you will nullify the power of God. In other words, you won't allow God to cut anything in your life. And what he does cut, you start blaming Satan for talking about, well, Satan took that away. No, God took it away.
Exactly.
God took it away. Why would you go get back something that God cut off? In other words, the same Father you say you know and love and serve and obey, he cut it off. You want to go get back and get it. How much can you love him if you disagree with him?
Yes, indeed.
Because love requires your obedience. Love is not an emotion, contrary to popular belief. See, popular belief does not change God's truth. Love is not an emotion. God is not an emotion. Love is an action. He's all about action, huh?
Yes, indeed.
And see, when he shakes the tree, he's doing it because he loves you. You don't understand your life. He's the one who created it, so he'll allow him to shape it the way that he wants to shape it. Father, shake my tree. And then, Father, allow me. Order me, Father, put me in a position to serve you better because that which I serve controls my future. And I want you to control my tree, my future. In other words, Father, some things, insects may get back on the tree, Father God, but I know even when you spray insecticide, it won't kill me at the root, but it will kill it. In other words, if you're not built for this stuff, when it sprays, when he sprays it on you, on your life, you will end up dying with it. If you don't separate from it. Hello?
That's the truth.
Huh? And then y'all heard me say about that? Termites and roaches and spiders and, well, see, in other words, even with termites, they make things hollow so that it can crumble down when it's shaking. See, for it to eat the tree, that means it must like something that it's eaten on. In other words, I'm not here for the term. I'm not here for the people who just mooch. I'm not here for the people who just eventually destroy. You know, the Bible says it this way. Shake the tree, says, the wages of sin is death. In other words, I don't work for you. So termites, you know, I get my yearly. I get my bi-monthly. I get whatever it takes to keep you away. My bark is not good for you.
Come on.
This tree bark is for God. In other words, this life belongs to God. In other words, how can somebody be around you if they're not pleased with you? If something is around you, that means it's pleased with you. How can something that God said cut off still be around you? It shouldn't be able to eat off of your life because it shouldn't be. Oh, my God. Thank you for revelation. Didn't he clearly say it this way? Huh? He said, well, you know a tree by the fruit that it bears. In other words, if any man be in Christ, that means people will reject you because they don't like the bark on your life. They don't like the tree.
Come on.
They can't mooch off you, termites. They can't. He said, come out from amongst them. In other words, you become peculiar. And termites don't eat the things that they don't like. Ain't there something? Isn't it funny how even babies like fruit that are sweet, but they hate green things for the most part that are not? They frown at that. Push it away,
yes.
Huh? So how them termites still in your life if your tree bark shouldn't be edible to them?
Come on.
How them things that God cut off still climbing up the soil of the root? God cut them off the tree. You allowed them to climb back up the bark. Uh-oh. SpaghettiO. Miss Tiana.
Yes, sir.
God cut them out of your life. God cut them out of your path, y'all. He shook the tree. He allowed it to drop so that it can die. He didn't allow it to drop so that it can grow back up. You allowed it. You saw it drop. You saw God cut it away. And you allowed that thing to go from bad fruit because you know when it hits the ground, insects come. Uh-oh.
Yes.
Uh-oh. It can't produce nothing. Uh-oh. Because when good fruit hits the ground, it grows. When bad fruit hits the ground, it destroys. So here comes the insect, and because it's so close, the fruit don't fall too far from the tree. Because it's so close to the base, insects start coming to your base, your tree, the bark.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't that something? Now, how is the tree with termites when termites shouldn't be eating that type of wood? In other words, how are we infested with sin when sin shouldn't be resonating in our life because we got God protecting it?
Come on now.
How can you be around somebody? The Bible says, how can two people walk together lest they be in agreement? How can you be friends? How can you be cool with, how can you associate with, how can you be familiar with people that are not familiar with God? They should run from you. Not because you told them to move, because they see your lifestyle don't match with theirs. That termite should run. Uh-oh.
Tell it.
Because see, what happened is when God shake the tree and the termites been in it, what happens is you don't see it by the outside shell. Termites are slick. They go inside. That means one good shake and that tree going to fall over. This is why a lot of people stumble in life because, see, they look good and Christian on the outside. But as soon as God give them a good shake, he reveals to them what's on the inside. See, they look good on the outside, but on the inside, they hollow. This is why the Bible says that God doesn't judge what man judges. Man judges the outward appearance. In other words, they say that the tree looks good. God judges the inner tree, what is good. God will show you that you are termite-ridden. Although you're nice, fat, and plump, because you have years behind you in God, don't mean that you're strong in God, because if you're strong in God, when he shook the tree, why did the whole tree fall?
Come on now.
Why did you fall when she left you? Why did you fall when he left you? You was miserable. Why? I thought if you had God, you shouldn't have failed. So you put your trust in them because you were serving them and they controlled your future. Hello?
Tell it.
So when they went away, you failed. Because God wasn't controlling your future. Because if you were serving God, anything that walks away, as long as God don't walk away, he already promised me he would never leave me. So how can I ever fall when he shake me? I still got the very thing that I'm connected to that I serve. And he controls my future, so I allow him to shake me because, and see, when I allow something to shake me, that means it's not that I give it permission to not shake my life. That means that I give myself permission to understand why.
Amen.
Take the tree, Father. Y'all go eat on that. Miss Tiana, you want to pray for us right quick?
Sure. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you again for this day. Thank you again for that food that went forth. Heavenly Father, may we grow in our understanding. May we be willing vessels, Heavenly Father, to be shook in any and every situation. Heavenly Father, you gave us free will, and may we be responsible in that free will in knowing that you are there to protect us, to carry us, and to see us through, because you have a vision for our lives. So, Heavenly Father, may we look to that vision. And in that vision, may we be doing the things that you call us to do, to plant the seeds so that we are the tree that you call us to be. May we be growing the best fruit, Heavenly Father, so that it can feed all of those that come our way. Heavenly Father, we can't do any of this without you. So may we just focus on you as our primary gardener, as our leader, as our love. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great day. And this evening we'll be on for part two of Shake the Tree. Y'all have a great day.
Goodbye.